Hello.
Oh, yes.
My name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I ordered one of your drone things, but then my receipt says that it was supposed to be $825. Well, they charged me another $9 or something, which I'm not concerned with. Then today, they took out, let me find it for a second here. Today, they took out $67.32 for some reason, and I wonder why, out of my account.
Okay, sir. Can I have your zip code, please?
I didn't quite hear you, ma'am.
Can I have your zip code? Your zip code. Yes, sir, your zip code.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get my phone where I can hear it better. Okay. The Robert Shoemaker is what my account is. You want my email address the way you need, or?
Zip code, sir. The zip code.
Oh, 45113.
Okay. All right. Can I have your first and your last name?
Robert Shoemaker. S-H-U-M-A-K-E-R.
All right. Okay, Robert. Now, one last thing. I need you to verify your address for me, please.
6022 State Route 350, Clarksville, Ohio, 45113.
Okay, Robert, thank you for the information. Okay, just give me a moment. My system's a little slow loading. So is your email shoe23@frontier.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, sir. So I do see the charge, and that was on December 29th, which was yesterday, for the $67.32. And the reason why they billed you that is because that is connected to that drone that you purchased on the 24th. You did pay $8.25 shipping and handling for the drone. But, sir, I don't know, did they, because everything got terms and conditions. Now, I don't know at the time when you purchased the item, that drone, which was supposed to have been free, was you aware that it comes with a membership? Yes, sir. When you purchase that, it comes with a monthly membership. So that $67.32 is the membership fee that goes with that drone, and with that you get a voucher for $199. That's what the membership fee is for. You paying for that voucher for $199, where you can order items offline from the factory direct savings store, and that is monthly unless you cancel. And I also see that $9.97, which was a warranty to go with that drone.
Okay. Well, I want to cancel it. Guy didn't see where I was going to have to pay for a membership on that thing when I was looking at it and I pushed the buttons.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir.
I don't know if it was on this spot because I didn't see it. I didn't, you know, could have missed it. I am not paying that kind of money just to order something from people. I'm going to cancel you and everything for silver hair.
Yes, sir. I understand, but it probably now, some people say that it shows up after they place the order, so it could have showed up somewhere after you placed that order. But yes, sir, it probably was in that fine print. But it's supposed to be in, they saying it was supposed to be in the terms and conditions. It could have been at the very bottom. Yes, sir. It could have been at the very, very bottom of the screen. You know.
Well, I don't care where it is. You ain't getting any more money from me, period. I'm going to call a credit card company because this is bull crap. And it's not right. Now, $67.32, that's the maximum you pay, or what was the $400-some dollars you were talking about?
sir. Oh, I didn't say $400. I said, oh no, sir. I said it's for the. Oh yeah, I said it's $100. The voucher, no, the voucher is what they're giving to you for being a part of the membership. They give you a voucher. I guess you're gonna receive something in your email with the voucher code on it for $199, where you can purchase stuff offline. But what I was saying is 6232 is a reoccurring charge unless you call in to cancel. Since you canceled this today, you won't have any more charges.
Okay, I'm canceled. I ain't gonna have paid 6332 every time I go get something. Okay.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna eliminate all this problem because I seen that. And I thought, well, if it's on there, it's blue print. That's a good way to catch people because I didn't check the really little bitty print on my computer. So I'm probably stuck with this. Maybe, I don't know for sure. I got to call my banks. But this is, I don't know. It's like a catch 22, how you can get people for money that they don't even know you're just costing them.
Yes, so what I try to tell everybody, you know, sometimes they get something in their email saying, hey, you want to just pay the shipping. I'll be very careful about, weary about putting my credit card information into something because it keeps it on file and charges.
Right.
And I just always, to me now, I always just try to my best to find the little fine print because always something behind that, you know, because everything really not free.
Right. I figured paying for shipping there, I got the item today and it's just a little bitty toy, so it's not really.
Oh my gosh.
Worth having anyway, okay? Cause I got
my.
Another drum.
So it's kind of like low quality, like plastic or something?
Yeah, it's real low quality. I mean, it wasn't worth getting, but I thought, well, I'll try them one time because I have got stuff years ago off of them, you know. But I just want to make sure that this thing's canceled. I don't want to pay no 67 anymore, period. I want everything taken off my records. And I'll leave it like it is for now. And I learned a lesson.
Yes, sir. I have canceled it now. I do have a cancellation number for you if you want to write it down so you can have that for your records.
Okay, cancellation number. Okay, ready.
Okay, your C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263.
592. 592. 92, okay.
Mm-hmm. 171.
171.
Yes, sir.
That's the cancellation thing for this, and I'll be charged no more for anything whatsoever. Unless
No, sir. You won't be charged for anything. No, sir. Nothing else.
Okay, because that's the reason I put it on this one account, because this one account just has a little bit of money in it, and if they're going to take more, it won't go through. They can't get it. So I started getting a little smart about that, you know?
Yes, sir. I assure you, you won't be charged for nothing else now unless you go back on the you see an ad or something pop up saying you want something. Now, that's on you if you want to try to order something again.
Okay. I say, but it's got a place to unsubscribe, so I'll just unsubscribe not to worry about that, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, ma'am. I sure appreciate your time and help. I understand. I got a $67 lesson here, but that's how you learn, right?
Yes, yes, sir. There's nothing wrong because it didn't happen to you. You're not the only one it happened to. I promise you that.
You've been fairly nice. Appreciate it. Normally, I get upset that you've been so nice about everything, and you know, it's like, well, okay, I can live with this. I ain't gonna make me go broke.
Oh no, sir. I get calls with, you know, I had to stay as customer support. I just had to stay humble and listen to the customer, hear them out, you know, and just explain to where the charges are coming from, because a lot of them don't know where the charges are coming from, so I try to break it down to them. Yes, sir.
What? That's good. You did a fine job, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robert, for calling in, and I hope you have a happy new year now, and you have a blessed day.
You too, and be careful and take care, okay?
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.